Judge John Markson has granted a request from the Government Accountability Board to extend the deadline for certifying the recall elections for 8 state senators. The attorney representing committees seeking to recall Republican Senators Dan Capanke and Randy Hopper had asked the judge to require the GAB to certify those 2 recalls sooner because the petitions were filed long before the other 6. Jeremy Levinson says the later deadline means those 2 senators could cast deciding votes on controversial bills like the voter ID bill requiring voters to show a photo ID at the polls.
What happened here today means that senators who may be destined to lose their jobs just got an extra lease on life for a while. And at the same time, my friends in the Republican majority appear to be rushing fairly controversial legislation through as fast as they can.
The ruling makes it almost certain that recall elections for 5 Republican and 3 Democratic senators will take place on July 12th. GAB Director Kevin Kennedy says his staff needed an extension of the statutory deadlines because they're overwhelmed by the work they're doing supervising a statewide recount of the Supreme Court election.
There are significant burdens on the staff. I think the court recognized those burdens.
Other recall elections could be scheduled for later in the year. Petitions for a 6th Republican senator were filed just yesterday. All the senators now facing recall were targeted for their support of or opposition to a bill that strips public employee unions of most of their bargaining rights. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.